This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Whether you've started your holiday shopping or not, or have been listening to Christmas music or not, however it is that you mark this time of year, we are going to spend the next month or so on the stories behind some of the holiday traditions we are all so familiar with. We're calling it Holidays, brought to you by
Imagination.
Wonderful products.
Brought to you by...
All right, so roll the phrase new tradition around in your brain for a second. It's kind of an oxymoron, yes? Yes, except when it comes to the holidays, because corporations are great at inventing new traditions. Think Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Here's another one, seasonal flavors. Sam Harnett has that story.
I'm at Starbucks and just paid $4.75 for the company's first new seasonal beverage in 5 years.
Grande chestnut praline latte for Sam.
It's got whipped cream, a crunchy sweet substance sprinkled on top, and chestnuts, right?
No, there's no actual chestnuts in it.
Linda Mills is a PR rep from Starbucks. She says the drink took 2 years of R&D, and it was the most liked flavor by test customers. While it doesn't have chestnuts, it does have smoky chestnut flavoring. That, along with caffeine, sugar, and fat, make for a holiday mix that packs a whole lot of nostalgia.
So it really is kind of reminiscent of, you know, chestnuts roasting on open fire and having that great chestnut taste, along with, you know, our world-class espresso and latte mouthfeel.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Food marketing people are trying to take advantage of those warm, fuzzy feelings, and they've been very successful.
Marianne Drake is a food scientist at North Carolina State University. The secret, she says, is in the scent. These aromas trigger emotions and feelings. In the last 5 years, Drake says scientists have made huge steps in understanding how scents affect us neurologically.
There was a study where they actually, forgive me for being indelicate, hooked up men and their private parts and then had them smell particular things to see which evoked the best response from their private parts. And pumpkin pie spice had a really strong response.
Oh, pumpkin. Drake says it kicked off this modern holiday flavor craze about a decade ago. For instance, Starbucks has sold over 200 million pumpkin spice lattes since releasing it in 2003. And now everybody's doing it. Have you been to Trader Joe's lately? Here we have pumpkin ice cream. Pumpkin ale. Ooh, pumpkin rooibos tea. Salad with pumpkin seeds and pumpkin croutons and pumpkin vinaigrette. Cereal. Pumpkin oats. Pumpkin everything. A nearby shelf stocker named John says now Halloween has just become pumpkin season.
And then that's like when it goes all crazy. Like, at one point we had 67 items in the store that were pumpkin flavored.
Pumpkin is pretty much over now, but never fear. Companies are signaling the coming of winter with a whole new series of flavors.
Salted caramel, you'll have pecan pie flavors. I'm seeing peppermint patty flavors and sugar cookie and dark chocolate cognac.
Market analyst Robert Eckerd says smoke and mezcal will also be big this holiday season. He says companies have been playing with seasonal flavors for decades. But now chain corporations can afford to hire specialized flavorists who concoct powerful and addictive tastes. Eckerd says flavoring has grown to a $2.7 billion industry. And seasonal drinks are a big part of it.
I kind of like to call it liquid desserts or holiday in a glass.
While corporations can giveth, they can also taketh away. Starbucks PR rep Linda Mills says the company was going to stop serving its eggnog latte at certain locations this year. Then it got flooded with letters saying that was naughty, not nice.
We miss our eggnog latte. You know, holidays just won't be the same without our eggnog latte. Please bring it back, whatever you do.
It's a new tradition, the commercially developed, imitation-flavored holiday beverage. In San Francisco, I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.